I'm lucky enough to be joined on the line by a short filmmaker, Abby, who is just about to join us. His short film, Across Borders, will be showing on the 7th of May, which, of course, is this Saturday at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta. And he's just jumped on, which is perfect. It's a movie that kind of tackles the deeply emotional and confronting parts of, you know, multicultural society from the perspective of a South Asian family. And I'm lucky enough to be joined on the line by him right now. How's it going, mate?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for taking the time to join the show. Just to kick it off, I mean, for the listener out there who isn't too familiar with Across Borders, how would you describe your film?
Well, it's a film about, it's essentially a father-daughter film about the idea of this sort of we're lucky experience that a lot of immigrants go through. You know, immigrants move here and there's not a sense of ownership over the land or over their place in the country. So when we're faced with conflict, we tend to sort of step down or, you know, take the more peaceful route and sort of accept our fault in it, even though it's not our fault. So I want to explore that through a father-daughter story where the daughter has, you know, a sense of ownership over her place in the world because she's born and raised here, and a dad who's still struggling to find that.
Interesting. And yeah, we see in the short film it takes on kind of a new perspective on the issue of assimilation. What inspired you to take on the dichotomy between children of immigrants and their parents?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I'm just sort of, I got into uni when I was 18. I made this film when I was 20. And at that time, I was seeing a lot of my friends go through this. And I think, you know, I was old enough to sort of understand what was going on, but also question what was going on. And, you know, I'd see it in my own life, but, you know, a lot of my friends where they would act differently in conflict to their parents. And yeah, it's something I really wanted to investigate because it was so prevalent in my life. And I come from a very multicultural society. So yeah, it was very much a key sort of experience that I witnessed and experienced myself from time to time.
Yeah, I think you can definitely tell there's that level of authenticity in the film. It's clearly inspired by things you've experienced. And, you know, you started the project just as COVID began to take effect in 2020. What challenges, I mean, obviously, I'm sure there were plenty, did you encounter, and how did you kind of overcome these barriers with making the film?
Yeah, we made this in August of 2020. This was right before that sort of level 5 lockdown. So, you know, the story pretty much in terms of dynamics of the story changed completely because originally I wanted to place this in quite a rich and affluent neighborhood just to show that the father has succeeded with this mindset, but now it's going to get in the way of him and his family. You know, this idea of keeping the peace has actually gotten him somewhere. But we lost our location, so I decided to explore a different side of that where, you know, that mindset has kept him sort of down, and we had to find a new location really, really quick. And yeah, within 2 weeks, you know, we'd gone from one location to the other. The story changed, the style of the film changed.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was very much a quick turnaround and very hectic. You know, I didn't even really get to audition my actors or meet them in person until maybe a week before shoot. So yeah, no, it was pretty intense. And we ended up finishing a day before Geelong went into lockdown. That was another thing, is that we went into Geelong to go and shoot this because Melbourne was in that lockdown. So we decided, oh, we're going to Geelong. And yeah, we finished a day before that. They also went into that lockdown.
Literally running away from lockdowns to finish this film.
Yeah, no, we're very much running away from COVID.
Yeah, across borders as well, from border to border.
Yeah, imitating life.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess after an experience like that, it can only get easier. And I'm sure, I mean, it was a brilliant learning experience to have to shift so dramatically with such a short period of time. So moving forward, yeah, I mean,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm making a film right now and I'm just, I feel all the feel all the privilege right now of like actually doing this the normal way.
Does it almost feel too easy? You're like, wow, I don't have to travel interstate. I don't like have to change locations within days. It's kind of
It's crazy because that was my first film, so that was my proper experience with you know all these logistics. So to me right now, I'm like, this isn't as crazy as I thought it would be. So surely something's gonna happen. But
knock on wood. What's if you're allowed to talk about it, what's that short film about that you're working on?
So I'm doing my master's right now in directing, and we're just going into our final film. And my final film's about a young Indian woman who steals her dowry to escape her arranged marriage and get an apartment. So it's very much sort of delving into dowry violence, and also just the sort of patriarchal structure that still exists within Indian marriage, but Indian in general.
Well, that sounds really interesting, and I'll have to keep a lookout for that. Just finally, what time can people check out the screening of your film this Saturday? Of course, it's at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta. And are there any other films showing this Saturday that you really enjoy and other people should go and see, other than your own, of course?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to go to a fair few of FlickerFest events, and there's these, some great films that, you know, I would recommend is Sunnies. Which is actually made at Arthur's a couple of years ago. And it's an incredible story about this young boy in the western suburbs sort of dealing with domestic violence. And then Madeline Gottlieb's film as well. Sorry, I forgot the name. But, yeah, it's about this young, these two sisters who are sort of getting tattoos together and delving into their history. There's some amazing, amazing films at FlickerFest, and especially at Riverside Theatre. So by all means, go and check it out. Have a great time.
And your film will be screening at 3 p.m. is that correct?
3 p.m. yeah,
perfect. Well, we'll put all those details on the TourCR website. Mate, I gotta say a big thanks once again for taking the time to join the show.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Good luck. See ya. That was Abhishek Parisha there discussing his brilliant short film, Across Borders. Check it out this Saturday.